It looks like goddamn Mario Kart.
Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Right. One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are one-on-one in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Were you not recording?
No, we're recording. We're good. We're good. Keep okay. Going. No, we're on.
I was just
going to
say.
I want to give you the clap.
So we're trying two mics and we'll see how this goes. All right.
All right. Season 2, episode 28.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like we should say something like episode 28.
68 episodes total.
Look at you.
Because the end of season 1 wasn't even 40.
Okay. I didn't even know how many episodes we had season 1. I should say that right now.
Yeah. Eidetic memory. You know.
I'm helpful.
You know. It's not... And it wasn't even, you know, an even 40.
Well, yeah. It's an even number. That's very nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Divisible by 10. I like it.
Metric system.
Yep. Metric system for the win.
All right.
Episode 28.
Wow. We meant to record this like 2.5 hours ago.
We did. And then my car got egged.
Yeah. No. You got here 2.5 hours ago.
I didn't get here until 2 hours ago.
You got here at 2?
Yeah.
All right. Still 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun episode, everybody.
It is. I mean, we've been chatting. We've been scheming, game planning.
We haven't seen each other in over a week.
Yeah, because Molly is more of an introvert. I'm more of an extrovert. We both really appreciate alone time. And so we kind of have an unspoken agreement that after we spend a whole weekend together, we don't see each other again for a minimum of 4 days.
August is going to be hard. Thank God I'm going out to Seattle for a few days.
Oh, thank God you're going to have a few days without me.
I'll have them with my brother, though. He gets it. And he'll be like, do you want to go for a hike? And I'll be like, yes. And we won't say anything for the full fucking hike.
Yeah, you'll just have your headphones in and do
your
own
thing. We'll just be walking.
In beautiful silence. In beautiful, complete silence.
All right, we need to
We did have to catch up, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's warm up the tires.
Sure, so really what we're going to be talking about, the bulk of it is news, because a lot of shit happened.
A lot of shit happened. Shit is afoot.
And I think there's a lot of implications from all of this shit, so we're going to be talking about that.
Lots of rumors.
Lots of rumors, of course, Avi. We're going to spill some tea. And then we're going to talk about our Woman of the Week, Desiree Wilson.
All right.
And then we'll look at the standings and have some fun to end it out. So what do you think? Should we jump right on in?
I think so.
All right, news. So we kind of talked about this last time. Let's start off with the schedule. So here's what we know. Iowa is a night race.
Hell yeah.
Iowa's a night race on July 20th. And I checked this year, it was July 8th.
That is true.
So now it's between Toronto and Mid-Ohio.
Yeah.
If I'm operating under the assumption that Toronto's the same weekend and Mid-Ohio is the same weekend, which... Right now, we don't know, but that's what we're operating under.
I mean, I like it. Because we had Toronto, then a week off in Mid-Ohio, and then a few weeks off until Pocono.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to not have, like, you know, break, race.
Here's the problem. That's my fear with the current schedule. So for 2018, like March 11th, St. Pete, and then April 7th was Phoenix. Well, Phoenix is out.
Yeah.
So now it'll be March 11th, April 15th. So that's a whole month.
Which I hate.
They need to put something in there.
Well, you know what would have been great to put in there?
Jesus.
Jesus is not the answer on this podcast.
Jesus is always the answer.
It's not Sunday school.
But it is Sunday.
It is Sunday. You had to learn, bitch.
We about to go to church. I'd like to welcome everybody to... No, just kidding.
I am an ordained minister.
As we lose all of our listeners.
Oh.
Anyway, what would be great next slot?
Does this count as blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, what would have been smart is rather than replacing a boring California finale...
With another boring California finale?
Yeah, as if you maybe, like, put that California race earlier in the season because they're a state that has decent weather.
I believe that when I designed the schedule, I had all of the California races there.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Because I was like, it's good weather.
Not an idiot.
Because you can't have those races in the Midwest.
I'm not calling the person who does the schedule an idiot. I'm just saying.
I am.
You can do better and you know it.
Yeah.
Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
Thank you for turning into Gospel Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. So Phoenix.
So a whole month. Because the thing is, you can't have any of those Midwest races.
You can't. You we have to be
somewhere on the goddamn ground.
Right? Like, there's 2 years ago for May, we all had to buy jackets.
Yeah.
May, we had to buy jackets.
Yeah, for quals. We planned ahead for the race. I was like, it won't be that bad once the sun comes out. It was, in fact, that bad.
It was, in fact, that bad.
Yeah.
So I was a night race. Been a long
weekend. I love that. We're definitely going to Newton, Iowa next year.
Oh, no. It's a Saturday night race. We can get there and come back. Oh, yeah. We could. If we can get to Florida for a race, we can get to Iowa for a race.
Hell yeah.
How long is that drive?
I think it's only like a 9 or 10 hour drive.
Oh, it's the same drive for Pocono.
Yeah.
Okay. So, done. Donezo.
So Iowa's a night race. Laguna Seca is added to the schedule as a finale.
It is. And it's the 22nd of September. So it's a week later than what Sonoma is now, which means it's going to be 2 weeks after Portland. Apparently my cat has very strong feelings about the Laguna Seca.
As do I.
But yeah, so it's now 2 weeks later than Portland.
Which is dumb. Why would you allow the momentum to stop?
You've killed the momentum going into your final, effectively.
Which says to... It honestly just solidifies what most people feel, which is that the finale means nothing.
Yeah.
It is purely a race to for you to bring in all your fluffers for your sponsors.
Let's be real. Yeah, that's the race where you fluff everybody.
Yeah, you're fluffing and sucking and have no time for anything else. But yeah, you know, you've lost the buildup, you've lost the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You have another break. I mean, I don't like it. Again,
I don't either. You've got to keep bad decisions. You've got to keep, especially on the coastal swings, just because the people from the Midwest aren't going to show up, and you have to keep the momentum there.
Yeah, it's way too far away.
Yeah,
for people from the Midwest to come every single year, you're going to get a little trickle here and there, but you're not going to have dedicated fans. Which is again why Gateway should be the fucking finale.
Oh my God, if it was a finale,
I don't know. I don't know who I need to perform sexual favors on for that to happen. But I'm available.
I think it's Mark Miles.
Ugh.
Hey, remember how every podcast we wonder about if we're ever going to work with any carnation again? Yeah, we're done.
I mean, if he just would clean up those eyebrows a little bit.
I can't say anything because if I let my eyebrows go, I would have Mark Miles. My father's eyebrows are those eyebrows.
Fair. But... you recognize that we live in a civilization, and you go to a woman who handles them.
Who threads my eyebrows every 6 weeks. But we've covered a lot of topics, including Jesus and eyebrows upkeep already, and we are 11 minutes in.
Oh, Detroit, however.
So Detroit.
But yeah, back to Laguna Seca. Stupid to take a week off.
Such a bad idea. Anyhow. 2 weeks off.
2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks off. Dumb. Now. Ugh, dumb. I don't like it.
No, not a fan. All right, Detroit. So... here's my favorite part about this article.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's the same for me.
Yeah, so the Detroit GP had no backup plan. They had plan A, and they're like, what's plan B? There is no plan B.
There is none. Yeah. Roger Penske was like, I don't need one.
I mean, I don't feel like he's that involved with the planning. I feel like he pays somebody to handle it, and he's like, if you fuck it up, you're fired. And that's it. That's all the hands-on that RP has on this. He's like, make me money, you're in charge of this. You know, like, and that's it. That's the end of it. And that conversation was had in, like, February.
Yeah.
And they're going to touch base again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before Christmas. Like, that's how much I feel he has to do with that directly. So, they came back and they were paying, what, like, $150,000 or some shit. And they came back and they were like, we're going to pay you more. We're going to pay you $300,000 and we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to
short. No. You haven't flipped.
Oh, no. No, wait. No,
the
GP.
Okay.
Is offering,
all right. Yeah.
Because they had been paying $150,000 fee, and perfect. Then they were like, "We're going to pay $300,000." No, the GP's paying. And so I love that they were like, "We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to shorten the number of days." Blah blah. You know that the island is shut off, and that the DNR came back and they were like, "You know what? We'll agree, but if you meet a few things." Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, of the 62 days that you say are necessary to set it up, The public gets access 41 of those days.
Which I'm okay with.
I'm very pro. I'm very pro that because if it was my park, idea. I'd be like, fuck yourself.
Right.
Fuck yourself, Detroit GP. Right. I want access to my park.
Exactly.
My absolute favorite was that they were doubling what they're going to pay, and the DNR was like, actually, make it 310.
No. I wrote it down and stared at it. I was like, that's a double and fuck you money.
That's like, I'm going to speak hypothetically.
Sure.
Hypothetically, if you've ever bought marijuana, you know, you may or may not know, like somebody tells you what a price of something is. And if it's an even $10 amount, that's fine. Mm-hmm. If it's a number amount that ends on a 5, you know that you're getting charged for gas. Like you're getting charged for somebody's trouble. Like that's an extra just fuck you charge. Mm-hmm. And that's what this 10 grand is.
I love
it. It's like, yeah, like, hey, I'd like to buy this. That'll be $65. So you're like, bullshit. That shit is $60. You're just charging me. Nope, that was them. They're like, we'll give you $300,000. They're like, make it 310.
Make it 310.
Like, that's just to fuck you up. Like,
I mean, because at our hearts, we are capitalists, but good on them. Yeah. Good on them. Also, did you catch the part about the helicopter and restricting the helicopter use?
Yes, I did.
And I was like, oh, does this mean this shitty race won't be on NBC? It'll have to be on one of the affiliates, I bet, if it's a limited helicopter use. Which I don't really care about. I mean, but I was like, that's TV implications.
That is TV implications. I bet they do what F1 does, where they end up with like a global feed. Mm-hmm. That a bigger NBC helicopter is the one that does it, and then it feeds the
others. Yeah. And that's just because we don't quite know how the race is going to shake up with the NBC. Mm-hmm. God, maybe we do. I don't remember seeing anything.
I mean, NBC has them all. It's just not all are on.
Not all are going to be on like the main one. Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sports Network, blah, blah.
But some might be just like that weird app only thing was kind of the discussion. And I'm wondering if there's this helicopter issue. That might be it.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Yep. Eh, this is me crying a tear.
Yeah. This is me not giving a shit. Yeah, I don't care. Really I care for that race. Either.
Ugh. I don't like it. But yeah. That was also it. Also. Oh, no. Here's what I thought you were going to point out. In a statement released Friday, this is from, I think it's like a Michigan paper. Michigan DNR said that its own environmental assessments revealed, quote, little to no long-term impact on the wildlife and natural areas.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because everybody was protesting and talking about that, and then Michigan DNR was like, no, it's fine.
I think somebody has a new lake house.
As a government employee, I will tell you we can be bought.
I'm just saying, you ever looked at how aspartame was approved?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Just, seems kind of shady because I don't know how you can build a racetrack and have 23 cars running and it not affect the environment more than minimally.
They said because
the bird migratory patterns.
Right, and they were living on the opposite end of the park. It's not that big of a park.
No,
it's not that big of a park.
Nah.
So that was interesting to me.
And fun fact about waterfowl, they fly.
Yeah, they got.
They're not just limited to the area where their nest is. They're all over that sun.
They got wings. I don't know why I'm doing the wing thing. There's no video here. It's just for you.
You know what? Had that squirrel been allowed to serve his subpoena, we would all already know that.
He just wanted to get depositions, damn it. God. I think about that every now and then.
Roger Penske?
And just laugh. Are you a Penske driver? So that's what we know. What we've heard is Atlanta is a new rumor. Like the Atlanta Motor Speedway is a rumor.
Shut up. I have not heard
that one. It was on. So it's on Twitter. And I think the Atlanta Motor Speedway was like, oh yeah, we'd be down. And everybody was like, so.
And everybody lost their shit.
Why is this not happening?
Now see, Atlanta would be a good one that you could do earlier in the season because it'd still be cooler.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be shitty.
Yeah, like Atlanta doesn't get the snow that we get up north.
No. Oh, I would love Atlanta. I have so much family there. And we get the PETM boys to come to the race.
That would be fantastic. That's the race we could take them to.
Yes.
Yeah. Since nobody wants to go to the Brickyard.
Oh my gosh. And I've got a bunch of cousins down there who've been to the 500, so I definitely can get them to go to that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll sell you 20 tickets right now, Atlanta Motor Speedway.
And it's not Atlanta. Atlanta is an easier drive than Florida. Because, like, Atlanta's like, all right, we made it to Atlanta. And you're like, oh, God.
I mean, we were in downtown Atlanta by 1 a.m. every time that we left after you'd gotten off work.
Yeah.
You know?
How do we make this happen?
I know. Who do I need to call at Atlanta Motor Speedway? I'm so into this. I did not know this.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope it's Atlanta. I've had a few, but I'm pretty sure it's Atlanta.
Oh, I would love that.
It's an A name, and the only, like, it has to be. It was an A.
Yeah. Well, I do know Austin.
Yeah, Coda.
Coda has been rumored. And I'm not going to say you heard it here first because, you know, I don't have any sources that are going to confirm or anything like that. But I will say, when it gets confirmed next year, you heard it here first.
Yeah, told you.
Not going to say I told you so, but we all know.
But we did.
So start making your flight arrangements for Austin.
Yeah.
And see, that's another one you could do early in the season to replace
exactly
Phoenix.
Like,
and that actually would be a good place to put that race.
To put Phoenix.
Because then it would be far enough away from Texas Motor Speedway. Exactly. And I don't know why they're... I mean, Texas is a big state. We don't have to just have one race in Texas.
Texas needs to calm down. Yeah, so Coda's moment. Watkins Glen. Still talking about it.
Again, great choice. And see, that's one that you could put, except that, again, they really need to start planning the races geographically.
Do people not own maps and think about the weather when they plan these races? Like, oh my God.
I can't.
I have so many questions.
I can't.
One day I'm going to meet whoever makes the schedule and just go... And
smack them across the face.
Were you high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only excuse.
I can't think of another excuse because... No. You've been like, it's cold in the upper part of the United States.
Yeah, only somebody who's high would be like, you know what? Let's go over here. Let's go to the opposite of the country. Because right. I love road trips.
Right? You know who doesn't? The rest of us who have to work for a living.
Yeah.
Okay?
Who have other jobs.
Thank you.
Yeah. But Watkins Glen would be good, except that the geographical is bullshit.
Right, it depends on when it
between
would go.
Portland and the finale, like, that would be a good time to have Watkins Glen.
That would be.
Because a lot of your people who aren't going to go out west would go to Watkins Glen.
I know that road courses aren't the most exciting, but Watkins Glen, because of its history as a finale, would be great.
It would be.
I'd go. We'll see. We talked with CJ. He talked more about October, which that video will not be posted. because I don't know what happened. We gave my father two phones, one to live stream it for IndyCar Nation, which was fine. And then the other one was to record so we could throw it up on our stuff later. And I went to put it up there and the screen went black and there was audio, but there was no video. And what I won't do is put a like 20-minute video of just blackness. But anyway, he told us October, so we got some time.
We do have some time. I'm excited to see what happens between now and October.
I am too. Only because
you know there's going to be a lot more sassiness from Eddie Gossage for sure.
Oh, I'm living for that.
And from Detroit. I mean, there's going to be sass all around.
You know who got sassafras the other day? And I meant to send this to you because Gateway's coming up. Chris Blair got a little sassafras.
Who did he get sassafras with?
It was one of those like I don't know who he was subtweeting, but he was subtweeting people about downforce levels, and I was like, this is what I'm here for.
Right? Like, let me pop the popcorn, Chris. Right? Hold on.
Wait a minute, Chris. Who are we getting salty with?
You know, I've liked him from the Daily
Mail. No, 100%,
Mail.
Yes.
Yes. But I didn't realize how much I loved him until he liked a tweet of ours that said fuck Mary Kill.
Like, I know that we want to interview him for the weekend at Gateway, but part of me is like, I don't know if we could be in the same area because it's like, what happens when you meet your spirit animal?
I feel like it's going to be amazing, and at the same time, his PR people are going to be like, oh God.
His PR person, like, the track PR follows us.
Oh, I know.
I would say the track Bomberito's PR people follow us. Some people from the IMS do not follow.
But that's not any of my business.
But that's not any of my business, though. Well, some of them do. Shout out.
Some of them that don't probably have decent reasons for that.
Find me at Pocono drunk and I'll tell you why they don't follow us. How about that?
Find me sober anywhere and I'll tell you why they don't follow us.
Oh,
I mean, it's not my story to tell, but I'll tell it. All right, new teams and new drivers. So Andretti's setting a deadline for Alonso. Alonso's been pussyfooting around with this IndyCar thing versus F1. I hate F1. I want to come to IndyCar. Oh, I want to do a full season. Oh, I don't want to do a full season. I want to do a partial season. And Andretti's like, you can do a partial season. And then he was like, nope, I'm not going to do that. It's all or nothing. Like, balls to the wall or nothing.
Which I appreciate, but...
As a passionate person, I'm all about being 100% in or not.
He is
Ron Swanson once said, don't half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
And Michael was like, that's cool. And if you and McLaren want to do something with us, it needs to be before Pocono.
Yeah.
He's
like, we're in a very critical decision-making point right now because Colton Herta is only gaining speed.
Yeah.
Brian Herta works with Andretti. We don't know if Herta is going to break off and have their own team. There's no place for Colton Herta to go on Andretti right now. And so there's a lot of balls that are about to be up in the air, and it is like a juggling clusterfuck.
Do you remember last year? This happened last year with the engine issue. I just thought about that when everybody's like, fucking make a decision, Michael. And then finally he did it, and everything shook out.
Yes.
And that Sato left, and we got Veach, which I'm not unhappy about. I love Veach.
We love Veach. Veachy.
Veach actually is our spirit. Like, there's a lot of spirit animals, but I feel like when we met Zach Veach, somehow we all got more excited every time somebody else opened their mouth. And it was just like this weird excitement chain. And then dogs.
And then we were just making sounds that only dogs could hear.
Yeah.
Like, we just went so high.
I'm okay with that, though.
I love him.
I do, too.
Michael's laid his foot down. He's saying, like, nope, this is the deadline. This is the cutoff.
Which is interesting because at the same time, IndyStar just put something out the other day that Zach Brown was like, that's cool. Andretti Autosports is not the only team we're talking with.
Oh, Zach Brown.
I was like, fuck yes, I'm here for this.
Wow.
I was like, pop the fucking popcorn because we about to have a fight. And you know,
girl,
like,
fight. Girl,
in
fight.
My heart of hearts, like, my father was a business. I am the daughter of a businessman. And when two people in business start to get in a pissing contest, I'm like, yes, this is what I'm here for.
I just throw your shit down.
This is what I'm here for right now. Yeah, Zach Brown was like, okay, but we're not just talking with Andretti Autosport.
He's like, yeah, that's adorable. Well, Mike, we'll let you know when you fucking, you'll know when you fucking know.
We're also talking to Billy Joel right now, so. And if you don't know who that is, that's not Graham Ray Hall, Bobby Ray Hall. Look it up. You're welcome.
You can never unsee that.
You can't.
The older they get, the more they look alike.
Oh, you can't unsee it.
Oh, damn, I meant to have a Billy Joel drinking game for Mid-Ohio. I meant to add that into our drinking games, a Billy Joel reference.
I didn't hear a lot of Billy Joel references.
Well, no, I just meant like just us in general, but because they typically show Bobby Ray Hall a lot.
So Pocono is close to Allentown, so we might add that onto the Pocono drinking game.
Oh, yes.
In fact, probably one of the in person is anytime I start to break out into a Billy Joel song.
I think we should just play Billy Joel nonstop.
I'm okay. I have all of his albums on my phone.
Same.
Yeah, like, okay.
Not a problem.
Let's go.
Samesies.
They're going to walk into our campsite. It's going to be Billy Joel karaoke. Just three people.
Just me and Juliana.
Juliana, if you don't know...
She knows Billy Joel. She's not an animal.
I was going to say, you should brush up on Billy Joel.
Oh, she knows who Billy Joel is.
Brush up on it.
She was in musical theater. She knows Billy Joel.
Truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so Andretti set a deadline, which, although part of me understands, because if you... Because it's going to be a full season.
Yep.
McLaren wants to do a full season. You can't pussyfoot around on it.
No.
So you do need to make this decision.
This is AJ Foyt Racing.
God. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the sooner you know, the more plans you can make and the better prepared you're going
to
be.
I mean, I think part of it is Fernando needs to make the decision. I think that's what everybody's... I know people... So this is why I love the IndyStar article that Jim Aiello wrote. Is that it used the term, quote, Fernando dependent. And they're like, our decision isn't Fernando dependent. And I really want to say.
Isn't it though?
But isn't it though? Because if he wants to jump to IndyCar, then we need to get everything lined up now. If he's going to stay in F1, our IndyCar plans can happen, but there's not that urgency.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Very interesting. Steinbrenner Herta.
So, right now, there are four drivers with Andretti Autosport.
That is correct.
And there's Rossi, RHR, Veach, and Marco. And here's what's interesting. There's a conflict. So, one IndyStar article, no, I'm sorry, the Racer article indicated that three out of the four were into multi-year contracts, and Marco was not. That really? His contract is currently up. Another team had expressed interest, but he's probably going to re-up with Andretti Autosport, which I was like...
Where else would he go?
Multiple questions. I have multiple questions.
Where else would Marco go?
Right. Although Graham was on a different team for a while. Real early on, Graham was not with RLL. I think he did like a season with somebody else.
But he didn't like start with RLL and then go somewhere else.
Yeah. No. He started somewhere else
Once
and went there.
Once you leave your dad's team, you're not ever coming back. Let's be real about that.
But I will say that the IndyStar article said that all 4 Andretti Autosport drivers were under multi-year contracts.
I wonder if it's almost like a, you know, maybe he's already signed, but it's like a, hey, we could always undo this. It's not written in stone.
Yeah, maybe there's a clause in the contract type of deal.
But I also can't imagine. I mean, I just can't imagine Andretti doing that.
Where else are you
going
to go?
Well, I can't imagine Michael doing that to his son.
I just want to know what
other team.
It seems
like a really shitty thing to do.
What other team?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'd be different if he had had an amazing season this year, which again, I would really love to see him do really well.
I 100% agree. Yes. Yes.
And I would love to for him to be in a place where he can come back to his dad and come back to Andretti Autosport and be like, actually, y'all need to pay me more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love anytime somebody like gets bragging rights and can demand some fuck you money, live your life.
Like, do you?
I want that for you. I want that for you, Marco.
Yeah.
I want you to walk in like you've got the biggest balls of anybody in there. Like, I want that for you. But yeah, I don't see him going anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
Not with, you know, the fact that he hasn't won a race in quite a while. I mean, he's had good showings.
He's 11th. He's 11th.
Yeah, but he's not awful.
He's not awful.
And he's not even mid-pack. Like, he's a little better than mid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a little better than mid, but yeah, I don't see where else he would go.
No, I'd be interesting to see, like, what other team was actually, like, I don't know. I don't know. It was a weird thing for me to read. I was like, okay, well, this article says this, and then this article says, like, another team is approaching. What other team is like, you could join us? Who?
Harding.
I guess Harding. Harding would be the only one.
Carlin.
I don't see Carlin dropping Chilton, and Campbell's got the diabetes money.
Yeah.
Dale Coyne.
Who else is it that's wanting to move up? Ballardi.
Yeah, Ballardi wants to join, maybe if they're doing a couple of people.
But yeah, Harding, I would say, would be the only one, especially since there's the rumor of Herta with Harding.
Yeah.
Since the Hertas and the Andretti's are kind of intertwined.
There's just not room.
There's no room at Andretti.
I mean, that's the big thing.
But yeah, but Herta is or has tested for Harding.
He tested for Harding.
Last week?
Or the day before. Whatever the second was.
So I would say that would be your most plausible option.
I agree.
To have a current Andretti driver and a current Andretti Lights driver move to the same team together. That would be some consistency, some old with the new.
That'd be a good, I mean, that'd be.
That would be the only one that would make sense to me that anybody else has talked to. Because I feel like anybody else is going to be like, no, I'm not going to fucking talk to Marco. Like, that's a waste of my time.
Right.
I mean, yeah, when you're looking at where you want to put your energy, that just seems like not the best choice.
No, I agree. I agree.
Not, I mean, not speaking to his
record.
No,
just
as
like,
far as like likelihood of him switching teams.
Exactly. It's like when I worked.
You're not going to spend a bunch of money to wine and dine.
No, like blood is thicker. Well, no, you can't even say that statement because that statement's wrong. But like family first.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah, but so the problem with the Steinbrenner Herta is that Andretti Autosport is full. And I think all parties recognize it, which is nice. Because there's not blood lost. It's all right, everybody's full. We all accept it.
Yep.
XYZ.
Status. Yeah.
That's helpful. Another interesting thing with Andretti is this potential Harding Andretti tie-in.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
It's interesting. It's like a junior, like a step up. So it's junior in that it's not Indy Lights, but it's like IndyCar Junior.
Yeah.
And so
the
minors, although you're still playing with the majors is the problem.
Well, but a lot of sports do that. Like hockey does that where they'll bring a few minors players up for some majors games to see how they do.
Yeah. And that's kind of what Harding and Andretti have been talking about, which I like.
I like that too. But yeah, so that is interesting with the Harding and Andretti. So, I mean, what exactly kind of is their game plan with that?
They don't have a lot of game plan. I think part of it is that Andretti Autosport has a strong Indy Lights stable. And Herta probably will. I think another one of their Lights drivers could jump up as well. They just don't have, Pato Award. They just don't have room.
Yeah.
And so if they did an agreement with Harding as this like semi-junior team, that would allow their Lights drivers who are like, look, I've kind of reached the pinnacle here at Indy Lights. Like, why am I going to spend money on Lights when I can jump into any car? And Andretti won't lose drivers
because they would still be Andretti drivers, but they'd be under a different thing. I mean, there's a lot of issues for me. I know Formula One does it. I don't know Formula One at all. But you would keep the drivers under an Andretti contract, though almost farmed out with Harding to run.
Okay.
I like it. I don't know how all the details are going to work out, but it looks really well. I can see it looking very well.
Interesting.
It would almost, if you would think about it, it's almost like the shared ride at Ed Carpenter Racing.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is. Like, you kind of let them sit there, let them get ready. Okay, they get graduated. And like we saw with Newgarden, you graduate into that full-time ride. You get good enough that then you get pushed out into another team.
Totally. And I can see that.
Yeah.
I also can see it, to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, go for it.
That this arrangement works out really well for team owners and really shitty for drivers. Because the more people you add in, because the thing is, okay, so with travel nursing, my first recruiter explained to me, you know, there's a bill rate, and that's the pie. How many hours you're going to work for how many weeks times the bill rate, you know, the hourly bill rate, whether it's 65 or whatever, you know, it'd be crazy high for crisis rates, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the pie. That's what you're working with. And everything you take out of that comes out of the pie. And the thing is, they're not going to get any more money from farming out. In fact, Harding is going to be gaining money from them. And so to me, I mean, it probably gives you Ladywood for the contracts.
Oh, I don't know who I need to speak to, but I want to read these contracts right now.
Right, you're like, I don't need to be a part of them. I just want to look at them.
I just, yeah, like, I won't.
That's Molly's porn.
They don't need to leave the room. I just want to read them.
I mean, they might need to leave the room.
I mean, if I could, great. Also, I'd put that out to any IndyCar driver. Like, I don't need, I'm not your lawyer. I will not tell you if it's a good contract or a bad contract. I just want to read it.
It's just out of curiosity.
I just, like, yeah, I'm 100% curious. Like, what kind of clauses do you have?
I would bet that the more people you add into that pot, more pieces of the pie, whatever, I would bet that it shorts the drivers in some way.
Especially your drivers who don't have the good sponsorships.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Because that's more people that you've got to pay percentages to of what you win.
Oh, I agree.
Because you're not just paying to Harding, you're also paying to Andretti because Andretti's who's footing your bill, but then you're farmed out to Harding.
Right.
So I think at the end of the day, like, yeah, it's good for entertainment. It's good for having other drivers. But I think that it's going to be like the article that we had posted last week.
That really good one from really good the one drive.
About all the finances. Yeah. I think that it's going to result in more IndyCar drivers who aren't even making enough to survive. That are basically paying to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So pros and cons. Devil's advocate thought on that.
No, I 100%. I think that's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem with us. And that's why I really like that article is that, and if you haven't read the article, we posted it on our Facebook page.
We did, and our Twitter.
I think we also Twittered it, too.
We did.
It's harder to find things on our Twitter, specifically, but I know on our Facebook page, we posted it.
Although, if you want it, and you did not see it, you can message us on Twitter, because I DM'd it to my personal account, so I will happily DM it straight to you.
But it kind of talked about how each series, how each drivers get paid, and I think the problem with all motorsports, I'm going to just caveat all motorsports, is that we see drivers as these entities, and we forget that a lot of them just don't make the money. Right, the drivers run the gamut of people who make a lot of money and people who don't, and I think that's the problem.
Yeah, and you feel like they all make a shit ton of money,
right?
And compared to other professional athletes,
they really don't.
They really don't. And IndyCar actually makes really shitty wages.
Like Scott's the most, like, $3 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is asinine when you consider how much Willpower won, quote unquote, at the Indy 500, but how much of that
is take-home pay.
It's take-home pay.
To us working stiffs, take-home pay, not $3 million.
No.
Or however much he made.
Yeah.
Shit, we jumped around. We talked about it. Ballardi wants to jump into IndyCar.
They do.
Which, it's similar. Their setup, and I think this is the smart setup. It's similar to Michael Schenck Racing.
Mm-hmm.
Partner with another team as that technical background.
Yep.
And do a couple first, and then keep going. So that'll be interesting. I want it to be Aaron Tielitz only because we interviewed him and we talked about alcohol for a while. So, and you all sang Vanessa Carlton. Still weirds me out.
I love it.
I mean, I
love Tielitz.
I was there for it.
I'm 100% on Team Tielitz.
No, 100%.
I mean, I love her too.
No, well, it's Santi Orutia for.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, as far as the IndyCar, as the Indy Lights drivers.
As the Lights drivers.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan Norman was a great interview too.
Oh, yes, he was. Flying Ryan.
Flying Ryan.
But yeah, so Santi Orutia, although And there have been rumors that he's going to be in IndyCar one way or another next year.
Was it him last year who started talking about, like, I'm going to be in it for 2018?
And I was like, he talked a lot of shit last year. And he was, in fact, wrong. However.
Yeah.
He's not said anything this year, but other people have.
Yeah.
So.
Rumblings. This is why we go to racetracks.
Exactly. That's why people tell us things. Because we're adorably non-threatening. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, don't be surprised if you hear that name a few more times next season.
Exactly. So it happens. Let's see. Finally, as far as drivers.
Céline,
he's back for Juncos at Portland.
Oh, muy bien.
Ah, Juncos.
Juncos. Mi favorito.
We did meet Daniela Ricciardo.
Yeah.
Juncos. I'm sorry, Daniela.
Yeah, Daniela Juncos. Juncos. Ricardo's wife.
It's Ricardo, yeah.
Yep. And they're two cute kiddos.
Who really liked the pink swan.
They really did. Also known as a flamingo.
Fun fact, it technically was categorized on Amazon as a swan. So do with that as you may.
Yeah. Well, that's Amazon is great for a lot of things. Categorizing blow-ups of waterfowl, not their strong suit.
Nope.
But yeah, Danielle was great and her kiddos, so we chit-chatted with them for a little bit. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're hoping to do some more things with Juncos this season and next season, actually. Yeah. But I love, I hope that Céline does a little bit better in Portland.
Yeah, 20th in Port, or 20th in Road America.
Yeah, than he did in Road America. Well, he just, honestly, 20th was not bad considering his practice sessions because he was not comfortable.
No, he was not.
Which, really, that is a beast of a course to have as your first course.
Portland is a Road America is one of those driver's tracks because it's been around for a while. This is what it was set up for. It's not like a street class. It's your
first IndyCar race being the Indy 500. It's kind of...
It's basically the
it's
same
kind
thing.
Of insane, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really wide... I mean, it's also one of those that it's like sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you kick them out of the nest and they do well at Road America, then you're like... All right.
Let's go.
Like, sign him down for multiple years. But I'm glad that they did not hold it against him, that he did not do that great. Because it's also one of those that nobody expects you to do that
well. There's so many elevation changes and turns.
And it's so long.
Yeah.
It's
a beast of a track.
So I'm excited to see him at Portland. And since we will be managing IndyCar Nation the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ask him questions in Spanish, whether it's part of any incarnation or just for my own fun. but I am talking to Céline in Espanol.
Please watch the video of the two of them speaking Spanish, and then a slow pan over to me, just like, eh.
Did you just say something in French?
Parlez-vous français?
Well, Mazda Road to Indy.
Who knew we'd have so much news coming out of the Mazda Road to Indy?
Oh my gosh, it's not even the silly season.
No! So first of all, we can't call it the Mazda Road to Indy after the end of this year. It's somebody else's road to Indy. Because Mazda is out. They've been the title sponsor since 2010. They are leaving at the end of the season. All of their like commitments, though, are still happening. So, like, the shootout, the scholarships, all of that. But now the road to Indy is on the hunt for the title sponsor. Much like IndyCar itself.
Yes. And I will say Mazda is still going to be involved. They're just not going to be the title sponsor.
Right.
But yeah, IndyCar is still searching for their title sponsor. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Verizon's fucking calling it in at this point.
Yeah, no, it didn't get any better with us in Verizon.
I'll tell you what. They got about three more sassy comments, and I'm screenshotting and posting our communications.
Mazda's out. Although, the article I read...
Yeah, Verizon fucking shit up, phoning it in.
Yeah. They're already in talks. It sounds like they're already in talks with the title sponsor. So
it does. It sounds like they actually have that...
Kind of locked up.
Yeah, a lot more than IndyCar does.
Yeah.
Although I believe there are three in contention for the title of IndyCar.
Yes.
Of those three, and this is complete rumor.
Yeah.
Complete rumor and heresy.
love it.
I love to say it like that.
I do too.
Just like I love to say, you can listen to it at your leisure. It makes me feel fancy.
I can't. There's a few words I like to say that way.
So...
Anyway, back to the title sponsors.
So, rumor has it that of the, you know, three or four that were looking at it, there are, I think, two that they're kind of down to, and that one of the outliers has decided that they would rather take over ownership of the app and kind of mobile things rather than Tidal completely.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 100% on board with that rumor. Somebody needs to have complete and total ownership of the app.
So that it doesn't suck balls.
As somebody who aggressively uses the app.
Yeah. And also, that's where you want to put your money into, because mm-hmm. we are only becoming a more technologically advanced society. Sorry, Mark Miles. Nobody reads the Times anymore.
Although there was a good Wall Street Journal article about Mario Andretti recently.
Well, I'm sure there was, but who's reading the Wall Street Journal? Not people that are going to fucking road courses.
No. I mean, I retweeted it because...
I mean, yeah.
I mean, why not?
Don't get me wrong. But, I still enjoy the journal.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Classy as fuck people enjoy the journal.
Damn right.
And that's what we are. No, but I like that as the app because, like... Not that my dad is old, but he's definitely, you know, a few generations older than we are. And he, once I showed him how to download the app on his phone.
Yep.
Which is part of the reason I switched back over to Verizon was for the full app. He sits there and watches lap times and just calls out the differential because
he's in county, does math super fast.
Because he's weird, but he really likes that because that's a whole, like, I can look at data points.
Yes. You can see the cars going around. You see the driver's telemetry.
Oh, my God. Every time I click on a driver's telemetry.
So I would love for a third party to be involved, that they manage the app and they do all of that. And that is notwithstanding anything else that's happening with sponsorship and title sponsorship.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a good rumor. I enjoy that rumor.
I enjoy it as well. I hope that it's true. I mean, they can't fuck it up any worse.
No. Well, we went. Ooh, we abused those track limits there for a minute.
We did.
So... Similar to the Mazda Road to Indy, there's a proposal out. I guess it's not a proposal. I don't know why I'm calling it a proposal. It's a plan. They have a 5-year plan, which I had at one point. I've not.
En español, proyecto.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I once had a 5-year plan.
Kids and all my plans. I had kids by now, except for the podcast plan.
No kids with a podcast.
No kids with a podcast plan.
Anyway, back to IndyCar's 5-year plan for Indy Lights.
Proyecto.
I don't know why they're calling it a 5-year plan. I guess they want to increase participation in 5 years. Okay. Because it's not like year one, we want to hit this benchmark. It's more like, here's what we want to do. So step one?
Yeah.
Reduce costs. And so they're doing it by working on the...
All of motorsports should do that.
Well, step one for everybody. Reducing chassis pricing, discounts to new teams. There's a tire discount. They're working on engine lease. Like, yeah.
Well, and they also favor a lot of discounts to big teams and teams that can afford full seasons. And all that does, it's fucking nepotism.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I'm not saying you shouldn't be rewarded for being loyal to the sport and the series, but...
Andretti Autosport doesn't need a discount.
Well, especially when you're... prize money that you win for that comes out of driver's fucking paychecks.
Yeah.
That was the shit that pissed me off about that article from The Drive, is that that money's not coming, like, there's money coming from IndyCar for that, but they're taking a fee out of each penny you earn to pay for this quote-unquote prize. Like, no, it is fucked.
I had to lie down after that. I didn't.
I had to take multiple breaks while reading it because I was like, I'm going to set something on fire.
Right. There was a moment I was like, ah.
I knew that they were getting bent over the table, but I had no idea. It was like this.
I had the computer.
This is a rape.
Pulled up to write something and I was like, no, you can't write anything in response to this article. It's not going to end well for you.
No.
It just will not end well.
No.
No. So step one, reduce costs. Cool. Step two, increase prize money. For the driver. So get more money if they win the Freedom 100. I think it's $1 million if you win the scholarship. Now it's $1,000,001 if you win the scholarship under this new plan. Okay. Give some money for the drivers.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. Step three is a change in licensing. We'll touch on that in a minute. Like,
all right.
Hold on. We're going to touch on that. It's a whole thing.
Whole dick.
Whole dick. Step four is this new testing program.
Yes.
Yeah. So like the testing at Mid-Ohio, free. You get tires basically for free. Like,
I like that.
I
like that a lot.
A great way to see
who... So those tire sponsors, they can afford to give you a few pairs of tires.
Calm down.
All right.
Calm down. Y'all can afford it.
Cooper, Continental. You can give up a few sets of tires.
Yeah.
You're making plenty of money.
Right. You're fine. So, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Free testing lets you see, okay, who can handle it.
Exactly. It saves drivers money. It saves owners money.
Exactly.
Because it's not free to test, despite what people think.
No.
Which is, you'll hear this on Wednesday, but if you heard Cars on the Track on Monday, it was tire testing.
It was in fact
tire testing, which is fantastic.
I'm sure I'll get a text tomorrow.
Oh, you'll get multiples.
Yep.
What's going on at the Speedway? Tire testing.
And then I'll be like, no, really, no bullshit.
But for real.
Tire testing.
But for real tire testing.
Not making it up this time.
And then the fifth one, which I found interesting, and you kind of, like, they laid out the first four, and the fifth one was kind of a little buried. There's an incentive program for teams in the IndyCar series to join the lights.
Oh.
And so, let's see. With all of this incentive, you can probably save more than $100,000. And I was like, okay, this is... Part of what you need to do is get more of these Verizon IndyCar teams into the road to Indy, especially Indy Lights. And
that's a great idea.
Develop these younger drivers. $100,000,
like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I still owe more of my student loans, but that's also a lot of money.
Yes. I do not, but I didn't go to law school.
No, that's 7 years of lawyering, of schooling right there.
Interesting.
So, yeah, this happened like the next... I don't know. Part of me wonders, do people realize this? So, like, one day was Mazda's out, and then the next day was like, here's IndyCar's 5-step plan to get more people into Indy Lights. And I was just like,
the timing on this
is step zero finding a new title sponsor?
Right.
So many questions.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right.
Step zero is just understood. They're like, of course we'll have a sponsor.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So we talked about this momentarily. There's a proposal. I don't think it's been fully gone on yet of the licensing system for future IndyCar drivers. And I have read this and read this and read this. And the policy maker in me wants to scream because it's vague and I hate it.
Okay.
You can automatically get like an IndyCar license. So think of it like a driver's license.
Yeah.
You can automatically get that license if you have experience in F1 or the NASCAR Cup Series. That last one, I have many a concern about.
I have concerns on both because neither of those have ovals at the same speeds.
Right.
G-forces.
Right. Yeah. Either Formula One is the same open wheel, but yeah, I know.
Okay.
Go for it. I feel it coming.
That. And you know what?
I feel it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I am not against licenses. The libertarian in me struggles with that.
Yeah, I know.
However, I know. I appreciate good licensure.
Sure.
There are lots of things for which I believe is necessary, and lots of reasons for which I think it does a good thing. But that makes about as much goddamn sense as me applying for a fishing license and you hand me a 12-gauge. They're not the same thing. Am I hunting an animal? In a way, yes. Am I capturing said animal and killing it and using its meat? Yes, I am. Are they anywhere close to being the same thing other than the fact that I'm killing an animal and eating it?
No.
No, they're not.
Nope. No, they are not.
Nope.
Nope. Not happening. Yeah, that's... You automatically, like... There you go.
No,
you have experience in Formula One. You have experience in the NASCAR Cup Series. Okay, here's an IndyCar license.
No.
What?
Dumb.
What?
Dumb.
It's also automatic if you're in Indy Lights, which this one I understand. This one I have no problems with. Indy Lights, your first year. So you step in as a rookie, you finish top three, you can get a license in IndyCar.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in for 2 years and you're top five, which this is an article, so I've not seen it written out. I'm assuming that means that second year you have to finish top five, automatic licensure.
All right.
Okay. That's experience and a good finish. I get that too. That's great.
Sure.
That's what I want to see as somebody who writes this. Any other series, and that's, you know, DTM, WIC, the Formula Series is, the non-cup NASCAR, it all depends on your points over a 2-year period.
No.
And there's no set, like, this many points for the, again, we're in the beginning stages, but
Oof. If you're going to put something out like this, you should have it already written. I'm just going to put that out there. If I write rules for a living, this is what you do. And then there's this exception that, again, this is the article from Racer that says, according to the series, exceptions to the eligibility requirements may be made depending on an individual driver's experience.
No.
That's the most vague statement I've ever read in my life.
You open yourself up to all kinds of lawsuits with that, because as soon as that driver is involved in a fatal accident, they're coming after the board that licensed them to drive in that series.
As somebody who prosecuted cases in front of a licensing board, you don't be vague. Don't be vague.
Hell no. I will come back and say, although I don't like what they're doing here, that it is super fucking expensive to get licensed in IndyCar.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. And it should not be that expensive. I will say that. I'm not saying that I'm against this because the system right now is perfect. No, the system right now is flawed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flaws all over the system. But yes, specifically with that, there are flaws and it is super expensive. And so I appreciate that they are trying to do things to make it more affordable to have an IndyCar license. However, cutting corners is never the right answer.
Yeah.
And you can ask anybody who's ever worked for Donald Trump and never got a kickback.
But that's none of my business.
That's none of my business. But yeah, cutting corners is not the answer.
No. And what's interesting is that this article goes on to say that of the current drivers, here are the drivers who would not have made it barring an exception.
Ooh.
Laced, ZCD, Ferrucci, Wickens, Binder, and King.
Interesting.
Now, they do go on to say that Wickens' resume, although apparently he didn't meet the points threshold, probably would have gotten him in. And Laced's wins in the Freedom 100 and other wins in 2017 may have gotten him in, with an exception. I don't know how I feel about this. I will say there's also talk of a testing license. So before you test an IndyCar, you have to have some sort of...
Well, I think that I'm surprised that's not already in place.
Yeah, I'm that one. Yeah, don't just let, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry in a damn car without experience.
Joe Blow wants to test an IndyCar.
Okay.
All right. Sure, come on in.
I want a pony. Well, I'm sorry. I can want in one hand and shit in the other, and we'll see what happens. So we'll see. Again, I don't have the language because the language was not put out. This was just discussions.
Very interesting.
Yeah. You know it kills me inside. You know I'm dying inside.
Right, oh, I know.
Now. Just dying.
I know.
So we'll see. All right. Well, on to random shit. Yes. Random news. Boy, we've been talking about news for about an hour now.
Well, who knew?
This is a whole episode of shit we didn't make up.
It is.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
All shit we didn't make up. Fun random news. Catherine Legge is racing NASCAR.
Good for her.
I mean, I'm 100% on board with it.
I am too. I mean, I want to see her in a car, period.
I do too.
That's awesome.
I thought she's Watkins Glen is going on right now. I have no idea how it's going. But she also will be doing Road America with Connor and Bill Elliott.
Nice.
So that's exciting for her. God, I wish she was back in IndyCar.
Me too.
I just want her back in IndyCar. So that's exciting. She's a very versatile driver. I'll be interested to see how they all do.
I will as well. I mean, I hope that they all do well because I love them.
I do too.
Yeah.
I want them all to do well.
I would rather see her in an IndyCar.
Oh, I'd rather see her. Yeah, definitely.
But you know what? I'm happy for her to have a ride anywhere.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. I think that somebody had an epic fuck up not keeping her in IndyCar because she is talented as hell.
Oh my God.
And personable and marketable.
Yeah, like it's something that writes itself. As far as I mean, she's one of the good female drivers to have in IndyCar.
She really is.
So anyway,
she really is. And she doesn't just do things that are good for optics.
But anyway, that's not my business. Another one. So I read this and I was like, damn it, we just really spoke highly of this kiddo.
I know.
Fittipaldi. Haas is looking at having him test to join F1.
Which I'm not surprised at. I mean, he said that he wants to go to F1.
I know.
Imo started in F1.
I know. I guess it was put on hold because he broke his legs and then came back to IndyCar. And part of me is like, now you're shitting on IndyCar.
Yeah.
Who took anybody you back?
Who held your seat for you,
yeah,
by the way, which they were under no obligation.
No. Who, like, it was our medical directors who helped you get better in Speedway, Indiana.
And worked with you.
You're
and
welcome.
Worked with your trauma surgeons and your ortho docs and all of that at Methodist. Like, and Taylor made a plan of rehabilitation for you, for you to be able to come back weeks ahead of when the initial estimate was. You're welcome, by the way.
You're welcome, by the way.
So, yeah, thanks for biting the hand that feeds you.
Exactly. Just, I know. I don't want to say anything else on it, but I was like, God damn it. I'm going to light something on fire. I'm going to light something on fire.
Yeah. Again, Flying Ryan. Flying Ryan Norman. There we go. Flying Ryan Norman, his goal.
I'm going to be in IndyCar.
I'm going to drive in the Indy 500. He didn't even say when. He just said, I'm going to drive in the Indy 500.
Okay.
That's somebody who loves IndyCar.
That is 100%.
Like, I don't even need to win. I just want to be in this
thing. I
want to
be there.
I just want to be part of it.
Just want to be part of your world.
I think that's the title of how I got an order of protection against me. Yeah. I just want to be part of your life.
Why don't you love me?
Yeah. Abby's college breakups, part 3.
Speaking of relationships,
let's move right along into our woman of the week.
Look, guys, we're off of news.
We are. Miss Desiree Wilson, which I almost wonder if it's pronounced like Wilson, because they've got a lot of Dutch influence in their names in South Africa.
I bet it is.
Yeah, I bet it's Wilson.
I bet it's Desiree Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can do that one because I worked with a woman who was from South Africa with a Dutch name.
Yeah.
Falloon, actually.
There you go.
Renee loved her. Ugh. Anyway, so Desiree Wilson from South Africa. So her racing history, at age 12, she came in second place at the South African Nationals.
That's pretty badass.
Age 12.
Yes. Age 12.
Get it, girl?
Do you. In 1975, she won the South African Formula 4 Championship and moved on into the European circuit.
Like the BAMF that she is.
Exactly. She was like, thanks. I'm going to keep moving, though.
Deuces. In 1979, she became the first woman to lead a post-war Formula One race, ladder series, in Belgium.
They always really emphasize the post-World War, because I think the regulations changed after the war. I don't know. I was not there. In 1980, she became the first woman to win a Formula One race. This was during the British Championship at Brands Hatch. And that's important today, actually, because Jamie Chadwick just won the British Formula 3 race at Brands Hatch.
That's right.
And so she's now the first woman to win a Formula 3 series race at Brands Hatch. But Desiree does hold the kind of moniker of that first woman to really win the post-war Formula One series. And so that was at Brands Hatch.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
That is very cool. She attempted but failed to qualify for the 1980 British Grand Prix.
Yeah. She also attempted to qualify for the Indy 500.
Which
a few of them.
She would have been the second female to do so because Janet Guthrie did not qualify until 77.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and I say her first attempt, she didn't qualify. She attempted the first time, I believe, in 76. And
yes.
Yeah, and was unsuccessful. This is a whole... So, I mean, look at her. Like, she's just like, hey... Aim big. Like, go big or go home.
I mean, that's basically what you have to do.
I love it.
In life. Yeah. So in 1982, when she tried to qualify for the 500, her lap time was 191.042 miles per hour, which at that time, obviously it's been broken now, that was the fastest lap time for a female during qualifying.
That's amazing.
She didn't qualify for that race. She also attempted in 1984.
Great year. One of the years that Rick Mears won.
I think it's just a better year because that's when
we were born.
She did
it
not.
Could be called our first Indy 500.
She did in IndyCar. She placed 10th at the 1982 Cleveland Grand Prix.
Nice.
So top 10 finish.
Love it. Cleveland, not to get totally off topic. But Cleveland's another place that I would love to see come back on the schedule.
Just some fun stats. So she won. We talked about her winning the Formula Ford in 1975. Well, she actually won it 2 years back-to-back as a champ.
Damn.
Back-to-back South African Ford champs. Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Get it. 1977, she had third places in the Dutch, the Belgium, and the British Formula Ford.
Yeah, like all at the same time. Okay, like not like, but like all at the same time. Okay. She did Le Mans, she attempted Le Mans, I guess is the better phrase, 3 different years. In 1983, she did finish 7th overall.
Nice.
And I believe 7th in her class because she was a prototype driver.
Nice.
So that's pretty badass.
And to be a prototype driver is pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
They don't let just anybody drive those prototypes, I'll tell you that.
They do not.
No, they're really picky.
Yeah.
Really picky. She attempted but did not finish the Daytona 24 and the 12 of Sebring.
Yeah. I mean, they're hard.
They are hard.
It happens. You can't fault somebody.
You're on a team with other people. We don't know who was...
I don't remember.
Car could have failed. There could be all sorts of issues.
By the time I read the article, which I think it's true, she's one of 5 women to participate in Formula One.
Awesome.
I think that's true.
You know who's not? Carmen Jordan.
I was supposed to say Jesus.
Carmen Jordan, who we haven't heard about in a while.
Yeah, I'm just...
Pop on that Twitter, see what's going down.
I don't know why
stir
you do that.
Stir some shit.
It is... We do have a few... We have another weekend off, that's why.
Yeah, I mean...
We got next weekend off, too! I'm gonna go to the lake, you're gonna fuck with Carmen Jordan. I feel like it's similar.
You didn't invite me to the lake?
Okay, these were my work girls.
All right, fine. You don't have to Kelly's Lake?
No, just Eagle Creek.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, I was like, girls!
Yeah, you do another pontoon? All right, she is also the only woman to be licensed both in kart and IndyCar.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And she and hold an FIA super license.
I mean, she was just like, I'm going to just go ahead and get all of these.
Also, I love that it's just straight up called a super license.
I appreciate that.
I think that means, like, oh, I have an F3 license. I have an F2 license. You have a super license. I can drive all of the things.
All of them.
Can you drive this? Yes. Can you drive that? Yes. What about this? Yes.
I have a super license.
I can drive everything.
Super. Super license.
Super, meaning all-encompassing.
All of the things.
Going back to the Latin meaning, okay? Not supra.
Super.
Super.
Right. Difference.
All of the things.
All of them. So here's a fun quote, because this is one of the things we like to do.
Love it.
I truly believe a woman, mentally, is much stronger than a man because we're multitaskers. We have to put up with so much. I don't want to say adversity, because guys also put up with adversity, but... You've got so much to deal with in your life. And also, you're always this underdog. So you're always fighting. Mentally, we can be incredibly strong.
Very true.
Damn! From the clouds!
Yeah.
I loved that quote.
It's a badass quote.
It's a badass quote for a badass woman.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Desiree Bilson. Excellent. Well, if you missed any of those factoids and you want to catch back up on them, you should check them out on our social media. You can find us on our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. You can link to everywhere from there. We've got an Instagram. We've got a Facebook. We've got a Twitter. We got a Snapchat that I will apologize for. I used it really well the first 2 days at Mid-Ohio. And it was just a busy weekend. And I drank a lot.
Truth.
So, but...
It's not going to be any better at Pocono.
No, it's not.
No, there's 3 of us at Pocono handling social media.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, but go to our website. You can listen right from there. You can subscribe. Make sure that you like, rate, review, all that good stuff. So, and share us with your friends and family.
And, you can find us on all podcast sites. And by the way, if you have a disagreement with something we've said,
Let us know.
Yeah,
if you want to talk about it further, if you enjoyed what we had to say, didn't like what we had to say, want to continue the conversation, want to, you know, play devil's advocate, hit us up.
Yeah.
Literally, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, wherever. We're always down for a good conversation with a fellow race fan.
Yes.
So.
Sorry, I got real close to the mic all of a sudden.
You did. I wish I would have had my video out.
Damn, it's a little close. So, it's not halfway, but it's halfway to us because this is the first big break. Looking at the standings real quick.
Let's do it.
So, we've got 4 races left. 2 ovals, back to back. 2 road courses, not quite back-to-back, because, well, you guys suck at making schedules.
Yep.
I'm not surprised at the top 3 with Scott, Rossi, and Newgarden. 100% not surprised.
Nope.
Not at all. A few things that stood out to me. Ryan Hunter-Reay is 5th. It's not surprising, but that's a good year.
It's a great year for him.
That's a great year for him. Wickens is 6th, so he basically has Rookie of the Year buttoned up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a thought against that. Hinch is 9th, and really, I think he got screwed because of the 0 points he got for Indy.
Yeah.
That screwed him.
Double points race, yeah.
Yeah, and 0 on that. Like, ugh. Marco's 11th.
That's not bad. It's just, he's just shy. So Bourdais is 10th at 293. Marco is 11th at 285. So he's not 11th by a long shot. He's 11th by squeaks. So.
Interesting.
Tony is 15th. He ended up 10th last year.
Yeah. I think I've said everything.
I think there's not much more we can say.
Nope. At this point, we're just beating a dead horse, so move right along.
No. Carlin isn't doing the greatest. So if you look at the drivers, as far as who has a full-time season, there are 19 drivers who have raced every race, who should have raced, except for, like, the weird 500th, because, you know, like, yeah. Gabby didn't race all the races. Ed, Jordan, CCD, Harvey, Bender, all of those. They didn't race all of them.
Sure.
So there's 19th. Max is 19th. Charlie is 16th.
Max has had kind of a shit year.
He's had, like, a weird year.
Which is unfortunate, because he actually is a very skilled driver, and I really like him.
I like him as a person.
I like him as a person, and I really like him as a driver.
I don't mind him as a driver, yeah.
Is that... I mean, incidents that he's involved with are usually things like beyond his control.
Yeah.
It's not like he's, you know, driving unsafely or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's just had not the best season. Like, things have just not gone his way most of the time.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, is unfortunate, because I think that he is a really good driver.
Oh, 100%.
He's had shit luck this year. And he's funny as hell.
I enjoy him.
Oh, my God, he's funny. Like, you wouldn't realize it, because he's quieter and, you know, and he looks very prim and proper, but he's funny as shit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. He's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Charlie's a great time, too.
He's a very nice guy.
We've talked about that before as well.
Yeah.
I hate that for Carlin. Like, I really, personally, I like both of their drivers. Professionally, I love one of their drivers.
I believe that's an adequate statement for this podcast. How about we leave it like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Looking at the top 10, all of the Penske boys are in there.
No surprise there.
No surprise. All of Schmidt-Peterson is in there.
No shit.
Yeah, both.
SPM is coming out showing you how a small team should be run.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I love it. Two out of the four, Andretti Autosport with Marco at 11th. And then Zach, their rookie, he's 17th.
Okay.
It's okay. You know what? It's his rookie year. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Ganassi's got a half with Scott. Ed is 13th, so that's really? Not...
He's had some shitty weekends, too. He's not done as well as he should have.
Thank you. Like, I just, I don't know.
He's not living up to what was expected of him. Well, the thing is that he either does really great or he doesn't finish.
Exactly.
There's no middle ground. Scott Dixon, even his races that have been shit, he still is getting a nice midfield finish because he knows points are points. The heavy breathing is not due to Scott Dixon. It's just Molly's dog.
Dale Coyne's
that'll get her out.
Half of Dale Coyne's team, so that's Bourdais is 10th. And the other one is the shared ride between CCD and Fittipaldi. So
Bourdais is only 10th?
He is 10th, yes.
Again, great races or shit.
So Hinch is 9th at 328 points, Bourdais is 10th at 293. So it's not...
I think that anybody behind Hinch should feel ashamed of themselves.
I mean, he lost out in a double points race, and he's still kicking your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just... That's it. I'm done.
Say what you want about Hinch. He's not here for your bullshit.
But is he ahead of you in points? Shut up.
Yeah.
That's how I would end any fight if I were him. Oh, but who's ahead in points? Suck it.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
Nope. Yeah.
You can't say that on this podcast. Ask us to say that to you in private, yes, but we cannot put that on this podcast.
No, but no. You know that's exactly how that conversation goes down.
If not, I'd be upset.
Oh, it'll ruin the entire picture I have of him.
Right?
Yeah.
If that phrase never came out of his mouth, I'd be like, God damn it, what are we here for?
Right? Like, you know what? I never liked you.
No. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. Oh, so interesting.
Mm-hmm. So two ovals are left. We've got Pocono, we've got Gateway, and then we've got Portland. Then Sonoma is double points, so we'll see.
Wild.
That's the standing so far.
Four races left. God, it's going to go so fast.
August is going to be shit.
Makes me feel a little bit clipped.
August is just going to be shit for us.
I realized that I either am moving this weekend or not until September.
Are you moving this weekend?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, no. It'll probably be October for your schedule.
No, it'll be September. I've got a weekend in between.
When?
Actually, the weekend in between Labor Day and when I go on my scuba cruise is open.
That's the Brickyard weekend.
I know it is.
I'm not. It's the Brickyard weekend. We got to go to the Brickyard.
I know. We have to decide if we're going Saturday or Sunday or both days.
Okay, I can't handle all of that. Because there's the dirt track for...
There's yeah, but that's on Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, I can't commit to, like, 14 different things. I'm definitely doing dirt track racing at the IMS.
The dirt track is definitely happening. And we need to decide if we want to go to the Xfinity or the Cup Series. I don't think I can handle both.
I don't know what the difference is.
We'll ask the PETN boys which one we should go to.
Somebody needs to tell us.
The Cup Series is the...
But the Xfinity Series is
typically more entertaining.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one is a lot more wild.
Yeah, it's more entertaining, so...
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll figure it out. Let's get through August
first. Know what? You're right. Maybe I'm not moving to October.
He's like, if there's a race and a party that weekend.
Although, I mean, if I have a job change between them, I'm sure I'll have a week off. So we'll see.
Let's see what happens.
But that's also playing a factor in me not signing a lease right now.
Also, you need a car.
I need a car. I need a car, a place to live, and a job I don't hate.
Sounds like my life. We should white flag this.
We should white flag this. All right. So Molly posed the question on our Facebook this past week. What was your favorite moment of the season?
Yeah.
And then this week we are asking what has been your least favorite moment of the season? So we're both going to answer those two questions.
Right now.
Right now. And thanks everybody for participating on Facebook. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We enjoy it. So my favorite moment of the season so far, secret golf cart rides.
Yeah.
That's all I'm that's, gonna, a that's good all one. I really can say.
That's
about
really
that.
All you can say.
But secret golf cart rides.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kurt. What about you?
My favorite moment I think is day one at St. Petersburg, seeing the new cars on the track. There's just that moment where they hit the track. I got a little teary eyed.
Yeah.
Because it was the whole new thing. And I was
up in the bigger stands.
Right. It's the new season. It's the new car.
So I'm coming down.
We're in Florida. Like,
by the water.
This is it. So far, that's my favorite moment.
I loved that too.
Yeah. I mean, the golf cart ride also was amazing.
But no, I love that too. That's a great weekend. I want to do the IndyCar Adult Spring Break every year.
I think we can now that we realize that I have family there.
Yeah.
What about your least favorite moment? Did we double up?
We did not.
Really?
My least favorite moment of this IndyCar season is the same as my least favorite moment of every IndyCar season. And it's any time that I have to work my real job instead of going to track activity.
Okay.
Please share us with your friends and family so that somebody wants to pick us up and pay us to do this. Because if I could quit my job and just do this full time, if we both could do that, I guarantee it'd be 1,000 times better because we'd have more time to spend on it. I mean, that's just science right there.
There you go. Yeah. Scienced.
Boom. Scienced.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, that's my least favorite moment is any time that I find out there's track activity and I can't get out of work.
Like this upcoming Monday or this past Monday.
Yes.
When you're listening to us.
The tire testing.
Yep.
What about you?
Yeah. So my least favorite moment, I'm going to take us back to May. Mm. Picture it. It's May. It's a beautiful month of May. It was great weather. We're up in East End, our favorite place.
We were fine up there. You have the breeze.
Yeah. We had the breeze, the sun. We were getting tanned. I had taken my niece around the track. We had gotten selfies in front of everything.
Got it, everyone.
Got it back up there. Sit down for quals. We're drinking. She's enjoying her first time at the track. And then bump day. And Hinch doesn't make it. And to quote my niece, she was concerned that you and I were going to start crying. Like, she did not know what to do because he got bumped. And we were beside ourselves.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, it's like 1,000 times worse for him. Like, I'm not playing that game of who hurt more. He did. 100%.
Yeah.
But... like, there was just that moment where, like, a little bit of my soul died.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want this to happen.
My niece and nephew had to leave early, and I remember that my niece texted me, and she was like, I just heard Hinch didn't make it. Are you okay?
Right. People are doing welfare checks.
I can't talk about it right now.
We had welfare checks done on us, basically.
Wellness checks happened.
It's fine, but yeah, that's definitely my least favorite moment.
I did not enjoy that moment at all.
No. So, we'll pose this Probably it won't be until Sunday, just because without there being a race, I like to do shit on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So think about it, guys. What is your least favorite moment?
What has been your least favorite this moment of the season?
This is a fun way to end our podcast.
Let's bitch about some shit.
Let's be bitches. Which
but
is,
no, there's always, I mean, it there's happens. Highs and lows. And there's sun and rain, so. Yeah.
That's part of the series. This is why we don't need stupid factual or made up storylines about who's a villain and who's not. Like, there's enough drama in this series to begin with.
Mm-hmm. I would say another, I mean, yeah, I hated when Wiccans and Rossi bumped and Wiccans crashed out of St. Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, I hated Hinch getting bumped on bump day, but I think that, like, that very first race with Wiccans was so, I mean, not even knowing Wiccans, that was so heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, everybody at that race is died.
And now he still doesn't have a win.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Interesting. But yeah. So let us know. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Alrighty. I think that's it.
I think that's it. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I gotta pee real quick.
Yeah. Do you? Good. Cause I do too.
Yeah. I'm like.